Hello and welcome to EcoSarcus on episode 3, and it's the South Harbour wave you can feel. I think, as far as I know, you all know about the South Harbour wave. It's a community radio, and again I'm here today to talk to myself a little bit more. I was thinking about what should I talk about today, and I was really confused about what I'm going to talk. But at the end of the moment, I was thinking, let's talk about my really fresh emotion that I was feeling. It's not too long, it's like a couple of hours. I was feeling some like chaos inside, basically, because the show is called Ecos or Chaos. I always try to figure out, okay, is it a chaos or is it Ecos inside my brain? And I'm always trying to blend those two, basically, where the Ecos meet the chaos, where the chaos meet the Ecos. But two days. The word is in Bengali, we call it talmatal. That means like a little bit of turmoil inside your head. Because it's problem with my head. It's not a problem also. It's a phase, but yeah. And in English it's called... Oh my god. Okay, let me pronounce in Danish a little bit. I will get the help from the Google. It's called tumultaisk. Yes, that's it. That helps, actually. Also English. Okay, let's listen to the English.
Tumultuous.
Oh my god, I'm so bad at English. Tumultuous. It's tumultuous, basically. Yeah. So yeah, then I was trying to figure it out, like, because the first word I got, it's like, I feel talmatal. Then I translated, okay, it's tumultuous. Then I was reading about this tumultuous. It means, it says in the web, says that it means an uproar, like disturbance. When we describe something really like tumultuous, it means a chaos. Like a commotion and disorder. It signifies a state of unrest or agitation. Yeah, that was happening. Sometimes they treat the fact, or I just want to agree with them because they are smarter than me, because it's a smart operating system. Yeah. Also, there is one intense emotion and it rapidly changing every time in the mind, like so many like flurry on conflicting thoughts, emotions, and like all the experiences, and it's like making it challenging to find clarity or peace. Like it's like being in a time where there's a storm is going on and everything is falling down, and you're also enjoying the storm and also really afraid of that storm. Like it's called tumultuous, but sometimes also like whenever I really deep think into the inside, it's like sublime. Like you feel also unsettled. You feel unsettled. Sublime is not. No, it's a. Yeah, they're true. Maybe it's also a disorder. Could be. That's why I was trying to make calm and my mind. I was listening to some song. I'm not sure like what I'm going to. Yes, I'm sure. I know what I'm going to play. Yeah. But yes. You if I'm being really specific, like last night I was in a cafe. It's a club plus bar. So I had this really intense thoughts in my mind. I wanted to talk with somebody, but there's nobody I can talk. So there's one human being was sitting beside me at the left side. I ask about one question, like a really silly question, like about one perspective on relationship. What is the perspective of? Then I got a reply that I have asked a really serious question in the middle of nowhere. I'm laughing, but in that moment I didn't feel right, because I wanted to know something, but there is nobody to explain. Then I got the answer and I was not satisfied. And that's maybe, then I started reading about it, thinking about it, and not reading less, thinking more. Then I figured out a little bit of by myself, and it's like, it's a relationship means like related, like really being related to somebody. It's a human being or a thing, maybe a material or something, to be really related. And then it's connected to the love. It's related, it's relation. Then love is connected, then love is connected to the desire. Desire is connected to the thoughts. Thoughts that implies your senses, and you see your senses. Then there's, like, in between there is desire, and desire also put some thoughts. Yeah, I know I'm talking complexity, but yeah, and that's what I have to do the math, otherwise. That's why I really love this radio. You can just talk anything to yourself. And okay, let's talk a little bit more about it. So I'll start to talk about like freedom, because it's connected to love. Because there's a freedom of love. Also freedom in love, because I was starting to tumultuous, because I figured out that question arise in my mind, and I was really talmatal. That's tumultuous. It started about the question, about the concept of these relations, loves, and human beings connected to everything. Then I was thinking, and I know one guy. He used to say that like true love arises only when individual are free from the need, free from the need, and dominate each other. They don't do it. Basically, don't dominate each other. Like, and this freedom is like authentic expression, mutual respect, like a deep sense of connection. And in relationship between humans is based on freedom. Individuals, like peoples, humans, like are not afraid of themselves. And they allow their partners in the same freedom to be like why they are, without judgment or judgment. Like, that's the freedom we need in love. But there is always fear.
was on fire. No one could save me but you. And it's strange what desire will make foolish people do. I never dreamed that I'd meet somebody like you. I never dreamed that I'd miss somebody like you. And I wanna fall in love. And I
they don't know about love. Like, what is love? If I ask this question to anybody, like, nobody can answer. Like, I will never be satisfied because I was asking this question to so many people in my life, and at some point I used to be a love relationship counselor for my friends. I have been doing so many times, and I have seen so many relationships in my life breaking in, breaking out, building in, breaking out something. I'm really bad with the propositions. But then I was talking about this freedom of love. And whenever there is love, there is fear. That's funny. Oh. This tumultuous feelings inside. Like fear. Fear of what? What do you fear? Do you fear of rejection? Abandonment? And not being loved in return? Oh. Or maybe I'm really enjoying this one to talk about this thing. Oh. Yeah, exactly. I was talking, just before coming here to record, like I was talking this thing with one of my friends. This fear, jealousy, insecurity, possessiveness. If you're finding some true feelings, like true love, and like it's always arise, like when there is like complete absence of fear, like there is no fear, like allowing for vulnerability. Oh my English, oh my god. Vulnerability. Oh my god. It's testing. I think you understand the world. You need openness. You have to be really open. Like with individual, if you imagining someone, they're free from their fear. If they can fully immerse themselves in the experience of love without reservation or hesitation, then there's no fear, and there it is. Yeah. And it's always connected to the relationship, you know, like it's love, then love creates the fear. Then if you trying to overcome, then the next time you will try to have one. It's called relationship, being really related to something. Like then relationship is a fulfillment, and it's a fulfillment. Yeah, you would. Like independent of any particular relationship to object or to individual, true love always transcends boundaries of individuality. Like it's a sense of like interconnectedness with all beings. Love is not for only one person you love. It's the same thing I was talking to my friend basically. It's like if you love only one person, then it's so limited. Love is not limited. People, I'm thinking about people, like my friends, that's my experience basically in my life. I always try to learn from my surroundings, from me, and they are me basically. Yeah. Then just feel like, okay, just dust it off.
Burning papers into ashes. What a season. How they fly high from the ground up.
It's weird, no? Just suddenly the ocean, ocean sound is coming. Yeah. But it's because it's the South Harbour Wave, and yeah, you're listening to me. Oh, I didn't tell my name. It's me, Tanvi, again. And this episode is about tumultuous Talmatal. And sorry, I'm just escaping the Danish word. I can again do that. I have the translator. It's called Tumultdansk. I think it's not working. Oh, it's fine. It's not working. Good. So tumultuous. And to continue my last conversation again, relationship, love. This true love. If you are saying something true, then you have to also know the truth. There's everything is connected to everything somehow, and that's what I was trying to explain. That you have to really transcend the boundaries of individuality. So and if you can. Sense that, like, love is not like confined to romantic or like familial relations, but it's an aspect of life, including nature, humanity, and the whole universe. Then, yeah. Then the one of the word is coming, compassion, in my mind. Before that, just love and hate. Then hate, love, compassion, hate. Oh my God.
can't break me down. You can't take me down. You can't take me down. You can't break me down. You can't take me down.
I'm not afraid to die.
love and hate. Yeah, it's somehow connected to love and hate also. Like, hate is that kind of another emotion. I'm not talking about this thing, but I'm talking about, like, every day I'm coming here and talking about this same thing. But it's okay. It's like a math to your mind. Yeah. But as before going to love and hate, I was talking about compassion and also, like, love. It's like relationship. It's not only relationship, you're having a romantic relationship. It's not connected to only physical thing. It's only a small desire to your from your thoughts. That's physical thing, but it's love is beyond that. I know that. Love is beyond that, like it's a... That's why I told you before, like it's extend and all. Like it's a connection to the all aspect of life, including the nature. And the universe and this humanity. Yeah. And then the compassion comes, like compassion. Yeah. It's connection between, there's connection between love and compassion. It's always there's something. You can say that it's true or something, like true loves naturally, like gives. It gives rise to compassion. It's empathetic understanding of sufferings and the struggles of others. Like compassion according like it's accord, oh my god, it's arise, yes, that's the word. Oh, beautiful. English is a beautiful language. Yeah, it's arise from some deep awareness of interconnectedness of all life, not individual one. I'm talking to myself physically. Not when individually, like when individuals can truly love, like maybe they will feel a sense of responsibility and care towards others, and it will lead them to a compassionate action, and it will elevate the end of suffering. Maybe. So beautiful. Math is like I'm doing the math beautiful. Yes. Also, like I've seen, I was really hard to make people understand my perspective. I really respect everyone's perspective, but I wanted to also try. I have tried so many times, make effort to listen what I was trying to say them. You don't have to obey, you don't have to follow my thoughts, mostly my thoughts I was sharing, but... Yeah, in this world there are some few people, they listen to you, so because they something happened, and something happened by someone or some people, if I can find them, like okay.
To do the Lord's work, we'll save our dreams this year.
Lord knows who did that to you. Yeah, it's a compilation of all my experiences, my some of the experiences I have and my thoughts and I have, and I'm talking this, maybe you can say it, bullshitting. Most of my friends, whenever I'm starting talking my own shit, they stop bullshitting, and I love that. I love to do this bullshitting again. But I was really being serious, you know. compassion, love, fear, relationship, compassion. And then what you do, at the end you try to do basically love yourself. Yeah. Try to love yourself. It's really need to understand. You really need to understand basically in this. Oh, my chair. You need to understand actually. That's the. It's kind of self understanding. That cultivate true love. I was trying to understand basically this thing. I'm talking from my experience. Also, I'm influenced by. I don't know the actual word. I'm also influenced. I'm also stealing from some people's idea. Also, some understanding of my own understanding. Then the other people's. I have seen other people's and I have learned from them. So all of those things I accumulate and I'm talking all of the things now. And maybe so it's the self understanding is cultivating the true love. It can be only flourished like when mind is like you cannot find love where the mind is clouded by self-centeredness, ego, or desire of gratification. The true love arises when individual have a profound understanding of themselves, including their fears, their desire, their conditioning, like self-inquiry and introspection. Like individual can transcends the limitation of self and experience a deeper connection with the other and the world around them. But we live in fantasy. Oh.
In your willingness to dream within the dream. favorite faded fantasy. I've hung my happiness upon what it all could be. What it all.
Say you can say, and you can always say you will try to live love, but it's not a choice to be like in love or not. Sometimes then at the end it's the end basically. I'm out of my sentences, words. but I have so many questions inside. Like I can talk the whole day, basically whole day, but I don't want to eat more time, more mind from you. But and then I'll try to say something about like on love. It could be like it's around. It's connected with the freedom of fearlessness and compassion and like self understanding. You can call them individuals, like individuals to explore love beyond the constant and like what the society norms and the personal desire, like seeking a deeper and more profound connection with oneself and the world. Like, I'm not saying that like desire and something is a bad thing, but you have to know somehow it's love, freedom of love, the absence of fear, and relationship, then you relate it to, and then compassion and self. And self is really important. And sometimes I wanted to understand like self and ground it a bit. Still finding.
How does it feel when it's quiet and calm? And will I be? How will it feel when it's time to move on? Mother says, kneel and pray. When it gets hard, I won't roll those sleeves. Life can be so unkind. I will be found on the edge of the world, where there'll be no one around. Oh, solid ground. Solid ground. Solid ground. Solid ground. How does it feel to be on your own? No one to understand. I know I'm here and I don't belong. I'm on my knees today. When it gets dark, I won't know no fear. Life can be so unkind. Hanging around on the edge of the world. Finally, no.
Thank you.
because I was talking about this talmatal. I'm using this word in Bengali because I love this. It's also like connected to like tumultuous. Yes, and in Danish, I forgot again, tumultuous. Oh, I can't hear it. Tumultuous. Yeah. Because the question arose in my mind for a long time, but it's really intense. Some moment you feel like you need to know the answer. And I think whenever I was reciting and I was talking to myself with this microphone and listening to the songs, and I have a little bit of sense of my questions. So maybe that's why I call this in tumultuous in my mind. I was a little bit going so many things to seeking, not seeking basically, I don't seek, some questions in my mind, some in within yourself, like if you feel something about love, because I started about tumultuous, and because the core thing about my emotions and something is question arise inside, and I didn't have any answers, so that's why. Maybe finding some solid ground. There is no solid ground. Maybe. Maybe someday they will find. So today it's almost time up. Not time up, but yeah. Almost. I have to finish it now. Okay. So you have been hearing the Sathabar Wave with me, Tanvi. I hope I'll come back in some time. We'll cross our path. Until then.